الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف أنبياء الله. And may Allah raise the rank of the most noble of all of His prophets. وسيد المرسلين. And the chief of His messengers, or the chief of the messengers. وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. And likewise, may He raise the rank of His family members and companions, and may He grant them all an abundance of peace. We thank Allah Ta'ala, the one who has gathered us here in Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on this evening preceding Monday, the eighth day of Rajab, 1436. And we have come together by Allah's grace and blessings to study some tafsir from the book of Allah Ta'ala. Tafsir of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Tafsir of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. From the transcribed lessons of our Shaykh, the great scholar, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on him. And in our previous three sittings, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we covered up until the 38th verse of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. For those of you who are here, it would be great to have a mushaf or some kind of, either an English translation or a mushaf or one on the phones. Nah. So as to follow along and inshallah focus and get more benefit. So we've completed the tafsir or the reading of every word from our Shaykh in his printed transcriptions, that which is printed and published by Dar al-Thurayya, coming with a group of surahs together, starting with Al-Hujurati, and then Qaf, and then Juz al-Dhariyat, and we're near the end of Juz al-Dhariyat in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. The only surah remaining after Surah Al-Waqi'ah, and this Juz is Surah Al-Hadid. And so we are just about halfway through Surah, or almost halfway through Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Of that printed tafsir, we're on page 338, and we begin with the statement of Allah Ta'ala, ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. A great number of the forerunners, of the first comers. وَثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. Right, that is a reference to and a great number from amongst the late comers, from amongst the later generations. And this is a reference to all of the descriptions of paradise that have preceded at the end of the last lesson. The mention of the maidens of paradise, Uruban Atraba, the mention of the dhil and the wafakihatin kathira, the great shade, the fruits, the plentiful bounties therein for the people, the ashab al-yameen. ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. A large number from the early part of this ummah, and a large number from the latter part of this ummah. Our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen explains, saying, هَؤُلَاءِ هُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ. These people, they are the companions of the right hand. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي الْمَرْتَبَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. Those who have the second place or second position. وَالْمَرْتَبَةُ الْأُولَى. As for the rank, the first rank, or the highest rank. Abbas, come closer. As for the highest rank, السَّابِقُونَ. السَّابِقُونَ. Those are the early forerunners, the first ones. The ones who preceded everyone else. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, and this is our Shaykh reminding us of the previous verses, ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. In describing these سابقون, these forerunners, the best of the first part of this ummah, and they are a large number from the first ones, from the early ones, and a small number from the later ones. The Shaykh says, يعني ثُلَّةٌ من الأولين, a large number from amongst the early people, من هذه الأمة, from this ummah, meaning the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ And few from amongst the latecomers. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ قُرُونِ الْأُمَّةِ الْقَرْنِ الْأُولَى Because the best of generations of this ummah, they are the first generation. الَّذِي هُوَ قَرْنُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ That generation which is the one that the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him and his family peace, was a part of. ثُمَّ الثَّانِي Then the second generation. ثُمَّ الثَّالِثِ Then in rank the third generation. ثُمَّ تَنَاقَصْ Then the people get lesser and lesser in virtue. أَمَّا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ As for the companions of the right hand. Or just before we go to the companions of the right hand, it's important to mention that it has been reported from the hadith of Imran ibn Husayn, radiyallahu anhu, and collected by both al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ قَرْنِي The best of this ummah is قَرْنِي, my generation. In one narration, خَيْرُ الْأُمَّةِ The best of the ummah, قَرْنِي, is my generation. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ Then those who come after them. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ And then, in virtue and rank, thirdly, those who come after them. And Imran said, I forgot if he said, Imran is the Sahabi who narrated this hadith, he said, I forgot if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ two times or three times. Meaning, was it three generations or four generations? Right? And this is what increases us in our love and respect for the companions when they narrate with such honesty and such precision. It is not something when we hear a companion, like in the hadith of Ashratun min al-fitra, 10 things are from the fitra, wa nasitu al-ashir, I forgot the 10th one. We don't think the companions were weak in their memory. But what we think is that these companions were so afraid to say a word that would be a mistake and attribute it to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they said, when the nasitu, or they left something out, it was out of taqwa, piety, it was out of wara, it was out of fear of Allah, because they were severely warned about narrating anything from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that wasn't precise and exact. So Imran said, I forgot if he said, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ three times or four times, or two times or three times, meaning is it three generations or four generations, including the generation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As mentioned, that narration is in both al-Bukhari and Muslim, in their two books of Sahih. So the Shaykh says, أَمَّا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ As for the companions of the right hand, فَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهِمْ Then Allah Ta'ala, the Most High, says regarding them, ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ الثُلَّة, a group, a large group, from the first part of the ummah, from the early ones, and a ثُلَّة as well, a large part from the latter part of the ummah. أي جَمَاعَةٌ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ وَجَمَاعَةٌ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ A group from the early ones and a group from the later ones. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ الْقِسْمَ الثَّالِثِ Then Allah Ta'ala mentions here the third group, the third category of people. فَقَالَ And he said, وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ And the companions of the left hand. مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ What? Who are, what are the companions of the left hand? وَهُمُ الْكُفَّارُ وَالْمُنَافِقُونَ They are the disbelievers. And the hypocrites, fi samumin wa hamim, they are in samum. Samum is winds, severe agitating winds of extreme heat. And hamim is hot, boiling, scalding water. هذا القسم في سموم. This category, they will be in samum. أي حرارة شديدة, an extreme state of heat. وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ And Allah's refuge is sought. وَقَدْ بَيَّنَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي آيَاتٍ كَثِيرَةٍ كَيْفِيَتَهَا And Allah, the Blessed and Most High, has explained in many verses the details of that. And he mentions some examples here. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى And Allah the Most High, or one of them being the statements of Allah the Most High, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَعْرًا. Verily, those who disbelieve in our verses, we're going to burn them in a fire. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ. Every time that their skin is roasted off of them, we're going to replace their skin with another layer of skin so that they could taste the punishment. لِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And verily Allah is the possessor of honor and the most wise. And that's from Surah An-Nisa, the 56th verse. And so at the end of the verse, Allah closes the verse with mention of two of His names being Aziz, being the one who has might, being the one who has honor, and Hakim, the one who has. In the word Hakim, there are two understandings, that Allah Ta'ala is Dhu Hukum, that He is the one with the rule that no one challenges, and He is the one with Hikmah, with wisdom, that of course is uncomparable to the wisdom of anyone else. So Allah Ta'ala ends that, meaning that His punishment of those disbelievers in that situation, with that dreadful and horrible state that He has described, that is based on His honor and on His wisdom, meaning rooted in, or resulting from, His wisdom and from His rule and from His honor. Allahu Akbar. Wa akhbara annahu. And Allah has also informed us that He, begin quote of another verse, يُصَبُّ مِن فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمْ يُصَبُّ مِن فَوْقِهِمْ الْحَمِيمُ يُصَبُّ مِن فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمْ الْحَمِيمُ. And Hamim is boiling, scalding hot water, shall be poured upon their heads. يُصْهَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ. From above their heads this hot water is poured down upon them, and it melts what is in their stomach. It dissolves away everything in their stomach, and it dissolves away their skin. وَالْجُلُودِ. يُصْهَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ. And it melts away, dissolves, disintegrates everything in their stomachs and their skin as well. وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. And there are hooked rods made of iron, made of steel, that are also used to torment them. And those are verses from Surah Al-Hajj up into the 21st verse. And so the Shaykh just gave us two brief passages to talk about the detailed mentioning of different kinds of punishments that are awaiting the disbelievers in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala grant us His refuge from all of that. وَالْآيَاتُ فِي هَذَا الْمَعْنَى كَثِيرَةٌ. And verses along this meaning, there are many. وَقَوْلُهُ حَمِيمٌ. And the statement of Allah, حَمِيم, meaning وَحَمِيم فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيم, they will be in extremely hot winds, scorching hot winds, and scalding hot water. الْحَمِيمُ هُوَ الْمَاءُ الْحَارُ الشَّدِيدُ الْحَرَارَةِ. This حَمِيم is scalding hot, boiling hot, extremely hot water. فَهُمْ وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ مُحَاطُونَ بِالْحَرَارَةِ مِنْ كُلِّ وَجْهِ. So they, and refuge with Allah is sought, they are surrounded from every angle with heat. وَمِنْ كُلِّ جَانَبٍ, from every side. وَظِلٍ مِنْ يَحْمُومٍ. وَظِلٍ, and they have shade in the hellfire. مِنْ يَحْمُومٍ, from يَحْمُومٍ. الْيَحْمُومٍ هُوَ الدُّخَانَ الْمَحَضٍ. It is nothing but pure smoke. Their shade is just fumes of smoke. Smoke. Subhanallah. وَقَدْ وَصَفَهُ اللَّهُ بِأَنَّهُ. And Allah in the next verse, in verse number 44, has described that shade of smoke that engulfs them, that covers them, saying, لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ. It has no, it is not cold, nor is it anything good or anything nice. يَعْنِي لَيْسَ بَارِدًا يَقِيهِمُ الْحَرُ. It is, has no coolness in it so as to give them any relief or protection from the heat. وَلَا كَرِيمٌ حَسَنُ الْمَنْظَرُ. And there's nothing good to look at. يَتَنَاعَمُونَ بِهِ, for them to enjoy any visual enjoyment. وَيَسْتَرِيحُونَ فِيهِ, so for them to have some relaxation during that torment. وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And refuge with Allah is sought. فَهُوَ لَا بَارِدٌ كَمَا هُوَ الشَّأْنُ فِي الظِّلِّ. So it is not cold or cool, while that is normally the case of a shade. When you say someone will be in the shade, you think they're going to be cool, but it's not cool. وَلَا كَرِيمٌ. And no goodness, meaning no حَسْنٌ al-mazhar, no good, nothing to look at that is pleasing. لِأَنَّهُ دُخَانٌ كَرِيهُ الْمَنْظَرِ أو كَرِيهُ مَنْظَرِهِ. Because it's just smoke that is horrible to look at, that is disliked to look at. حَارُ مَخْبَرِهِ. The Shaykh says, كَرِيهُ مَنْظَرِهِ حَارُ مَخْبَرِهِ. Allahu Akbar. Something detested to look at, and then something hot, as for the rest of the descriptions, it's just heat. The Arabs say the manzar and the makhbar. What you see, give it one description, and then the makhbar is all the other reports and all the other information you can say about it. So what you see, and then everything else. That's how you describe something, by its manzar and its makhbar. So it's kareeh al-manzar, it's something hated to look at, and it's har al-makhbar, that everything about it is just overwhelming heat. May Allah save us. نسأل الله العافية, the Shaykh says. May Allah, we ask Allah for safety. ثم بين حالهم من قبل. Then he explains, Allah Ta'ala explains their situation as they were before, meaning in the worldly life. فقال, and he said, إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين. They were before that enjoying themselves in luxury, in wasteful luxury. Mutrafin, they are indulging in extravagance, extravagant luxury. That's in verse number 45. وَذَٰلِكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. That was in this worldly life. وَقَدْ أَتْرَفَ اللَّهُ أَبْدَانَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala had given their bodies the ability to have pleasure and enjoyment and luxury. وَهَيَّأَ لَهُمْ مِنْ نَعِيمِ الْبَدَنِ مَا وَصَلُوا فِيهِ إِلَىٰ حَدِّ التَّرَفِ. And Allah provided them with pleasures, physical pleasures, which reached the level of being extravagant luxury with them. لَكِنْ هَذَا لَمْ يَنْفَعَهُمْ. However, this didn't benefit them. وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Meaning it didn't make them thankful. It didn't make them believing. It didn't enrich them spiritually. It didn't turn them towards repentance. وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And refuge with Allah is sought. وَلَمْ يُنْجِهِمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. And all of that favor from Allah didn't save them from the fire. وَكَانُوا يُصِرُّونَ عَلَى الْحِنْثِ الْعَظِيمِ. And they used to continue privately, or they used to continue on with the hinth, the great sin. They used to continue on persistently committing the great sin. يُصِرُّونَ, to continue on or persist in something, أي يَسْتَمِرُّونَ عَلَيْهِ, to persist in it continually. وَالْحِنْثُ الْعَظِيمُ هُوَ الشِّرْكُ. And the great sin is a shirk, associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. لِأَنَّ الْأَصْلَ فِي الْحِنْثِ الْإِثْمِ. Because the word hinth means basically in the Arabic language an ithm, a sin. وَالْعَظِيمُ, and the greatest kind of sin, هُوَ الشِّرْكُ. It is polytheism. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, as Allah the Most High has said, in Surah Luqman, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily, polytheism, shirk, associating partners with Allah, is the great injustice. It is the great form of dhulm. وَكَانُوا أَيْضًا. And they used to, as well, يُنْكِرُونَ الْبَعَثِ. They used to detest, reject, or not accept the concept of the resurrection of their bodies after death. They used to reject this idea. وَكَانُوا, as Allah explains in the 47th verse of this surah, وَكَانُوا يَقُولُونَ أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا. And they would say, they used to say, is it going to be that when we die and we are just dirt and bones, أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ, are we indeed then going to be brought forth in that situation? and as well our fathers, our forefathers, the very first ancestors that we had, the oldest ancestors, the most ancient of our ancestors, the 48th verse. يُنْكِرُونَ هَذَا إِنْكَارًا عَظِيمًا. They rejected this with a great, firm rejection. يَقُولُونَ, they would say, أَإِذَا بُلِيَتْ إِلَامُنَا, when our bones are scattered or worn out, وَصَارَتْ رُفَاتًا, and scattered about, هَلْ نُبْعَثْ, are we going to be dispatched and sent forward after that happens? وَأَيْضًا هَلْ يُبْعَثُ آبَاؤُنَا الْأَوَّلُونَ, and also on top of that, our oldest ancestors, they're also going to be resurrected, reassembled, and brought and set forth and dispatched. وَلِهَذَا يَحْتَدُّونَ يَقُولُونَ, and along this line of argument, they would say as a proof, أُتُونَا بِآبَائِنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They would say, as a challenge to the messengers, calling them to affirm the hereafter, they would say, bring us back our fathers now, if you are indeed truthful. Bring them back alive right now, if you're going to be truthful with us. That's from Surah Al-Jathiyah, the 25th verse. وَهَذِهِ حُجَّةٌ بَاطِلَةٌ. The Shaykh says, this is a false proof. لِأَنَّهُ لَا يُقَالُ لَهُمْ, because it's not being said to them, إِنَّكُمْ سَتُبْعَثُونَ الْيَوْمِ, that you are going to be resurrected today. وَإِنَّمَا تُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, but rather you are going to be resurrected on the day of standing, the day of judgment. فَكَيْفَ تَتَحَدَّوْنَ وَتَقُولُونَ هَاتُوا أَبَاءَنَا. So how is it that you would challenge anyone and say, bring forth our fathers? Bring back our fathers now. فَالْيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ, so the last day, لَيْسَ هُوَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَاضِرِ, is not the present day. حَتَّى يَتَحَدَّوْ وَيَقُولُ هَاتُ أَبَاءَنَا. They're being reminded about the resurrection after death in the hereafter. It's not today in this life for them to challenge anyone and say, bring forth or bring back our fathers then. نقول, we say, إِنَّ هَذَا يَكُونُ يَوْمًا قِيَامًا. This is something that takes place on the day of judgment. قال الله عز وجل, and Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ لَمَجْمُوعُونَ إِلَى مِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Say, verily, this is as a response to their claim, and these are the 49th and 50th verses of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, say to them, O Muhammad, verily the very first people and the very last people are all going to be gathered together to one appointed and well-known time. Al-awwaluna min al-makhluqin, the very first of all created beings. Wal-akharun wal-akhiruna kulluhum, and the last of them, the first, from the very first of them to the last of them, all of them. Sayub'athuna fi sa'idin wahidin, they shall be gathered in one plain, one flat land. يُسْمِعُهُمُ الدَّاعِي, the caller will call out and make them hear. وَيَنْفُذُهُمُ الْبَصَرُ, and their eyes will be made to look and see what is happening. لَا جِبَالَ وَلَا أَشْجَارَ, just so you don't think, because in this life our vision is limited, we only see to a certain distance, and then we can't see beyond that distance. The Shaykh is going to give us some insight into that. He says, there's no end to the people's vision on that day, subhanAllah. He says, لَا جِبَالَ, because there are no mountains, there are no trees. وَلَا كُرَوِيَّ, and there is no round shape to the earth anymore. بَلْ تُمَدُّ الْأَرْضُ مُسَطَّحَةً, rather the earth will be laid out flat, flattened. يَرَى أَقْصَاهُمْ كَمَا يَرَى أَدْنَاهُمْ, the people will see the most distant of them. They'll see the most distant of the people just as they see the ones closest to them. SubhanAllah. وَالْآنَ لَمَّا كَانَتِ الْأَرْضُ كُرَوِيَّةً, and in this time, since the earth is round, having a sphere shape, فَإِنَّ الْبَعِيدَ لَا تَرَاهُمْ, so the things that are far away, you don't see them. Why is that? لِأَنَّهُمْ مُنْخَفِضٌ, because it is down. Once the the earth goes down. You don't see beyond what is just, you know, within your immediate area. لَكِنَّهُ وَلَكِنْ إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ سُطِّحَتِ الْأَرْضِ. However, once it is the day of judgment, then the earth will be flattened and spread out. وَصَارَتْ كَالْأَدِيمِ. And the earth will be like a spread out tarp of leather. كالجلد الممدود, like leather that is stretched out. فَيُبْعَثُ الْخَلَائِقُ كُلُّهُمْ. So all of the creation, every last one of them will be resurrected and sent forth. عَلَى هَذَا الصَّعِيدِ, on this plane or on this ground. وَقَوْلُهُ إِلَى مِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. To the appointment of a day that is well known, the 50th verse, عَيْنَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, meaning with Allah, عَزَّ وَجَلْ, the meeting with Allah, the mighty and majestic. لِقَوْلِ اللَّهِ, due to the statement of Allah, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. They ask you about the hour, when will its appointed time be? قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. Say, knowledge of it is only with my Lord, from Surah Al-A'raf, the 187th verse. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ, going back to Surah Al-Waqi'ah, then verily, after that you, surely, أي بعد البعث, after the resurrection, أيها الضالون المكذبون, you astray people who reject things. الضالون في العمل, astray as it relates to actions. فهم لا يعملون, so they're not doing any deeds, meaning righteous deeds acceptable to Allah. المكذبون للخبر, rejecting things. What are they rejecting? The reports, the information of revelation. فَهُمْ لَا يُصَدِّقُونَ. So they do not affirm and believe in that revelation. وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and refuge with Allah is sought. لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُّومٍ. They will be made to eat. You're going to eat from a tree of زَقُّوم. زَقُّوم, right? أَيَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ. You're going to eat from a tree. What is this tree? The zakum. Subhanallah. Zakum. Abbas, you remember zakum? Not really. Zakum. Huh? The tree of choking fruit, you could say. Subhanallah. Inna ja'alnaha fitnatan lil-zalimin. As Allah describes this zakum tree, we have made it as a trial for the oppressive ones. إِنَّهَا شَجْرَةٌ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَصْلِ الْجَحِيمِ. It comes up from the very base, the very root of the hellfire. Subhanallah. طَلْعُهَا كَأَنُّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. Its fruits, or its, you know, what's on the branches, like the heads of shayateen, like the heads of devils. Scholars of the Arabic language stop on this verse, and they say there's no verse in the Quran like this. When it comes to a description using a likeness, something is like this. Because they say a tamthil in the Arabic language. Tamthil is when you make a metha. This is like something. It's to describe something that you haven't seen and compare it to something that you have seen. So what are the faces, the heads of shayateen? The zakum tree, you haven't seen it. So the parable is being given here. The likeness of something is being given to you, the likes of what you haven't seen. So the scholars stop at this and they pay extra attention to this. Because here a parable is being given, and the thing that we're saying is like this, the thing that it's being said about is like this, is something we haven't seen as well. And the benefit of saying, you know, it's, this is like that, something that you know, is to help you understand something about the reality of what you haven't seen. So now the fruits, or that which is at the ends of these branches, are like the heads of shayateen. What are the heads of shayateen? We haven't seen them. Subhanallah. The scholars of tafsir, they said the heads of the shayateen are known to the people to be أَقْبَحْ مَا يَكُونَ الْوُجُوهُ وَالْرُؤُوسِ, the most filthiest and the most disgusting of anything that you could look at in terms of a face or a head, without even ever having to have seen one. Who would like to look at the head or the face of a shaytan? Subhanallah. the filthiest and most disgusting thing a person could imagine looking upon. And those are verses from Surah As-Saffat describing Az-Zaqum. Az-Zaqum. Ayyib, you're going to be addressing the astray rejectors. You're going to eat from this tree, the tree of Zaqum. The Shaykh says this expression, Shajarin min Zaqum, a tree of Zaqum, is like كَمَا تَقُولْ خَاتَمٌ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ a ring of iron. A ring of iron, yeah. وَبَابٌ مِّنْ خَشَبٍ a door of wood. A door made of wood, huh? وَجِدَارٌ مِّنْ طِينٍ and a wall made of clay, and so on. فَقَوْلُهُ مِّنْ شَجَرٍ مِّنْ زَقُومٍ مِّنْ شَجَرٍ from a tree, you're going to be made to eat from a tree, is the متعلقةٌ بأكلهم. That's what you're going to eat from. وَمِنْ زَقُومٍ بَيَانٌ لِلشَّجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُومٍ is a clarification of what kind of tree that is. وَسُمِّيَ زَقُومًا has been named زَقُوم لِأَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ وَالْعَذُ بِاللَّهِ إِذَا أَكَلَهُ يَتَزَقَّمَهُ تَزَقُّمًا he chokes and he gags on it as he eats it. He chokes and he gags on it as he eats it. لِشِدَّةِ بَلْعِهِ due to the difficulty of swallowing it. لَا يَبْتَلِعُهُ بِسَهُولَ he's never able to swallow it down easily. As you heard in the Salah about وَيُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ in the hellfire they'll be made to... Actually, this is coming. Hey, well, let me just be quiet for a moment. That's coming in the words of Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ And Allah describes what will happen as a result of eating this zakum. They will fill their stomachs. فَمَالِئُونَ You will not only eat from the zakum tree, but you will fill your stomachs with the fruit of this tree. You will fill your stomachs with zakum, with the what's on this tree. أَيَنَّهُمْ يَمْلَأُونَ الْبُطُونَ They'll be stuffing their stomachs مِنْ هَذَا الشَّجَرِ from what is on this tree, from this tree. مَا أَنَّ هَذَا الشَّجَرْ مُرٌ خَبِيثُ الرَّائِحَ While this tree is sour or bitter with a horrible smell, لَكِنْ لِشِدَّةِ جُوعِهِمْ However, due to the extreme hunger that they have, يَأْكُلُونَهُ كَمَا يَأْكُلُ الْجَائِعُ الْمُضْطَرُ They'll eat it, devour it, like a person who's desperately hungry and in need. فَهُمْ يَأْكُلُونَهُ عَلَىٰ تَكَرُّهٍ They'll be eating it while they hate it. They'll be eating it while they hate it. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ As Allah has said, He's the mighty and majestic, وَيُسْقَى مِن مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ And the people, or the person in the hellfire, will be made to drink from a water or a fluid called of صَدِيد. Sadid. وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ And Allah's refuge is Sa. Some of the scholars, they said, As-Sadid are the juices, the pus from the wounds of the people of the hellfire. We ask Allah for refuge. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ He'll be devouring it. Bite after bite, or you know, gulp after gulp. Jur'a ba'da jur'a. يَتَجَرْعَعُهُ جُرْعَةً جُرْعَةً Gulping it down, gulp after gulp. لَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ And this is a liquid. He'll hardly be able to even swallow it. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ And then death will come to him from every angle, from every side, from every place, yet he will not die. He will not be dead. Remember, لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. They were in the description of the people in the hellfire. They don't die in the hellfire, nor are they described as alive either. No life with this description here. But it's not death even. Subhanallah. ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت. And death comes to him from every place, yet he's not dead. فهم يأكلون من هذا الشجر. So they will be eating from this tree. وَيَمْلَأُونَ الْبُطُونَ مِنْهَا And they will be filling their stomachs with it. يَأْتِيهِمْ شَغَفٌ عَظِيمٌ جِدًّا لِلْأَكَلِ. They'll be overtaken by this passion, this devotion to eating this nasty fruit, this nasty tree. حَتَّى يَمْلَأُ بُطُونَهُمْ. On until they fill their stomachs. مِمَّا يَكْرَهُونَهُمْ. From what they hate. Filling their stomachs with what they hate. وَهَذَا أَشَدُّ فِي الْعَذَابِ. And this is extensively or extremely far-reaching as it relates to punishment. نسأل الله العافية. We ask Allah for safety. And in this life you've seen drug addicts. You've seen crackheads maybe. You've seen people addicted to things and they lose their minds like zombies. They become people that have no sense and all they want is another hit, another rock, another this, another that. And you can explain to them with every logical explanation that what you're doing is killing yourself, what you're doing is harming yourself, there's no benefit, etc. And they can understand you perfectly and they say, just give me another hit. And they have no sense, and they have no control of themselves. And we'll pause to listen to the adhan. Allah. So if you've seen these crackheads, if you've seen these drug addicts, and how they've lost any sense of life, they've lost any purpose in their life, and you know if you've seen these kinds of people, all they are trying to do is sell something that they own so they can get a little bit of money and get some more of those drugs. No matter how much logic you bring them, you know it's of no benefit at that time. And this is the way Allah Ta'ala has lowered some of them and disgraced some of them in this life. And some of them actually recover. Some of them actually recover. But in the hereafter, this is their state for eternity. Not like what I've described as a crackhead or a drug addict. But someone who has no food and no drink for long periods of time, and then the only access he has to anything that resembles food is zaqqum, a tree coming up from the root of the hellfire, with branches extending things like the heads of shayateen that they devour because of their severe hunger. And they choke and gag on them as they eat them and get no enjoyment, no nourishment, no pleasure, nothing of benefit from this if they continue to eat it until they fill their stomachs. وَلِعَذَ بِاللَّهِ and refuge with Allah Ta'ala is sought. And it doesn't end there because they have a need to drink something now. After you eat, what do? You drink. What do they drink? The people in the hellfire have something to drink after they eat. What is it? SubhanAllah. ثُمَّ إِذَا مَلَأُوا بُطُونَهُمْ مِنْ هَذَا طَعَامٍ اشْتَدَّتْ حَاجَتُهُمْ إِلَى الشُّرْبِ. When they fill their stomachs with this food that's been described, then they have this extreme need now to drink something. فَكَيْفَ يَشْرَبُونَ. So how is it that they drink now? قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High says in the 54th verse, فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ. And they shall drink after that, the drink that goes with their meal, the drink that goes with that zakum, is scalding hot water. Al-hamim. Al-hamim. Originally the word hammam, that you use for what? The bathroom, right? And even the word bathroom in English, it's not toilet room, it's a bathroom, the room for a bath. The bath is the place where you use hot water and you sit in the hot water, right? That's the bath. So the hammam was called the hammam because of the word istihmam, the usage of hot water to clean yourself as a bath or a shower. So the hammam got its name from being a shower room or a bathing room, not from the toilet. And the old Arabs would call the toilet room a mirhab, a toilet room, like a commode. So hamim comes from that. Ham, when the water gets so hot and boiling and scalding. So then they drink hot, scalding water. Al-hamim huwa al-ma'ul har. It is hot water. يَشْرَبُونَ مَاءً حَارًا. They drink this hot water. بَعْدَ أَنْ يَسْتَغِيثُ مُدَّةً طَوِيلًا. This is only after they are seeking some relief and seeking some kind of drink for a long time. وَقَدْ وَصَفَ اللَّهُ هَذَا الْمَاءَ بِقَوْلِهِ. And Allah has described this water or this fluid with his statements, بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ. It is a water that they'll be given to drink, yeshwil wujuh, that it burns away the faces. وَبِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. What a horrible thing to drink and what a horrible abode. That's from Surah Al-Kahf. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And Allah the Most High says, or before we mention that, كَالْمُهُلْ. I said كَالْمُهُلْ and I didn't explain what al-muhl was. Water that's like muhl. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was asked about muhl. And he said, bring me some gold and bring me some silver and melt it down. And they melted down the gold and the silver until it became fluid, liquid, you know, metals. And it was like a mess. It's got scum, it's got this, it's got all kinds of stuff. It looks horrible. And he said, it's like this. This is what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, one of the scholars of the campaigns. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, it's ghalid when kadurdi az-zayt. It's like the scum of bubbling black or bubbling oil. Right? This is the al-muhl, that when it gets close to the face of a person, it burns away his face. And he's going to be drinking from it. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا فَقَطَعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. And they'll be made to drink this boiling hot water and it will break through their stomachs. It will, you know, break their stomachs. It will push through their stomachs and break their stomachs out. That's from Surah Muhammad, the 15th verse. فَتَأَمَّلْ يَا أَخِي. So the Shaykh said, so think, dear brother, contemplate, my brother. هَذَا, think about this. إِذَا قَرَّبُوهُ مِنَ الْوَجْهِ يَشْوِي. That when they even bring it close to their faces, like it scalds and it roasts their faces. وَإِذَا دَخَلَ بُطُونَهُمْ قَطَعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. And if it enters into their bodies, it burns throughout, it just burns out their stomachs. وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ يَشْرَبُونَهُ بِشِدَّةٍ. And with this being the reality of that drink, they drink it excessively, a lot. They keep drinking it and they keep drinking it. Remember, you have the example of crackheads and drug addicts here in this life. That you tell them with every bit of explanation, you know what you're doing. You're destroying your mind. You're destroying your body. And they say, I know it. Addicts. Okay. Addicts. People addicted to substances. And they can be told, and they know, and they have knowledge. Maybe they've gone through programs before, and they've gone back to the drug use. So they know what they're doing upon knowledge. Yet the addiction is something that overtakes them. So if we've seen the likes of it in this life, what about in the hereafter? SubhanAllah. What about in the hereafter? Where the person for eternity goes on. Not like any drugs. You know, as bad as the drugs are in this life, is there any drug that's like this, that it gets near the person's face and burns his face off entirely? And then it goes into his body and burns the stomach out entirely? Nothing is that bad that we've seen. SubhanAllah. Yet in the hereafter, they'll keep doing this and keep doing this and keep doing this. SubhanAllah. فَتَأَمَّلْ يَا أَخِي. Think about it, dear my brother. إِذَا قَرَّبُوهُ مِنَ الْوَجْهِ يَشْوِيهِ. If they bring it close to their face, it burns them. It scalds them. It roasts their face. وَإِذَا دَخَلَ بُطُونُهُمْ قَطَعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. If it goes in their bodies and their stomachs, it burns through their stomachs. وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ يَشْرَبُونَهُ بِشِدَّةٍ. And with this description, they drink it excessively. شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. Allah says, فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. They'll be drinking it like the drinking of a heem. And the heem here, أَيْشُرْبَ الْإِبْنِ. The drinking of a camel. You guys don't know too much about camels, I'm guessing. But you understand the concept of the camel, that it goes out in the desert for days and days. So it's a very unique animal, specifically for deserts, because it can store large amounts of water and go on for days without drinking anything. And then, of course, when it drinks, what do you think? You can just imagine that if you finally stopped after a week or 2 weeks and you finally got some water, and this camel has been walking every day for hours and hours carrying things, that it finally gets to a place where it has a chance to drink, that camel will just drink and drink and drink. You've seen a thirsty dog drinking, lapping up, you know, and his entire focus is on that. Nothing like that. The camel is going to drink, right? And so al-heem, that's the meaning of al-heem, is jam'u ha'ima or jam'u ha'ima, this camel that is extremely thirsty in this state. يعني أنها شديدة العطش. It is extremely thirsty. لا يرويها شيء القليل. Nothing is going to satisfy it. Nothing, no small amount of water is going to satisfy such a camel. فَيَمْلَأُونَ بُطُونَهُمْ وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So they fill their stomachs up with this zakum, and Allah's refuge is sought. مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الزَّقُومِ وَيَشْرَبُونَ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. And they drink from this boiling, hot, scalding water. The drinking like a camel that is famished and needs to drink or extremely thirsty. أسأل الله أن يجيرني وإياكم من النار. I ask Allah that He protects me and all of you from the fire. هذا نزلهم يوم الدين. This is their like hospitality. This is the way they're going to be hosted and received, and this is the way they're going to be treated on the day of recompense. أي هذه ضيافتهم. This is their hosting, or this is how they shall be hosted. بخلاف المؤمنين, as opposed to the believers, فَإِنَّ ضِيَافَتَهُمْ, or verily, their honored hosting, the way that they will be hosted, جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, is gardens of very high, lofty levels of paradise. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Verily, those who believed and did righteous deeds, they shall have gardens of Firdaus as their abodes. خالدين فيها, they shall abide therein forever. لا يبغون عنها عوالا, they shall not seek any type of trade-in or any type of replacement for what they have. From Surah Al-Kahf. ثم قال عز وجل, and Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, نحن خلقناكم. فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ. We are the ones who created you. So if you would only believe, if you would only believe. وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ لَا أَحَدَ يُنْكِرُهُ. This is an affair that no one really rejects it. أَنَّ خَالِقَنَا هُوَ اللَّهِ. That our creator is indeed Allah. حَتَّى الْمُشْرِكُونَ الَّذِينَ يُشْرِكُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ. The polytheists, those who ascribe partners To Allah, إِذَا سُئِلُوا مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ, if they're asked, who is it that has created them? قَالُوا اللَّهُ, they will say, Allah. نَحْنُ خَلَقَنَاكُمْ, we have created you. أي أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, in the very first of existences. فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ, so if you would only believe, verse number 57. أي في إعادتكم ثاني مرة, in the resurrection or the bringing back of your bodies the second time, meaning the hereafter. ولولا هنا, and the phrase ولولا, if you only would believe, لولا هنا بمعنى هل تصدقون, it's like a request, would you then only believe, would you just believe. كان الواجب عليهم, it is the obligation upon them, وَهُمْ يُصَدِّقُونَ, whilst they affirm بِأَنَّ خَالِقَهُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ هُوَ اللَّهِ, that their creator from the very first creation, their creator is Allah, and يُصَدِّقُوا بِالْخَلْقِ الْآخَرِ, that they believe in the other creation, meaning the second creation, the resurrection after death. لِأَنَّ الْقَادِرَ عَلَى الْخَلْقِ الْأَوَّلِ, because the one who is capable of creating in the first place, قَادِرٌ عَلَى الْخَلْقِ الْآخَرِ, he would be fully capable of creating once again. مِنْ بَابٍ أَوْلَى, especially, meaning beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's extremely clear. The one who created things from nothing, to bring them back again and reassemble them from some things that are in existence, like the dust and the bones and the dirt, it's easier than creating them from nothing in the first place. كما قال عز وجل, like Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, has said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. He is the one who began the creation, and then he is the one who's going to return it again, and that is easier upon him. That is lighter upon him. That's from Surah Ar-Rum, the 27th verse. وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, and Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, وَأَنَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَى, and he is the one who shall bring back or bring about the creation a second time or another time. That's from Surah An-Najm, the 47th verse. And we'll stop here, asking Allah Ta'ala to grant us true fear of Him and true knowledge of Him that produces actions that are done only to seek His pleasure and actions that are only done to seek protection from His punishment and His anger. And may Allah Ta'ala give us sincerity in statements and in actions, and may Allah Ta'ala give us success in following the Messenger Muhammad. May Allah Ta'ala raise his rank and grant him peace. May Allah Ta'ala save us from the perils of the hellfire, the likes of which we have heard today, and that which we haven't heard of today. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the enjoyment of his gardens of paradise, forgiveness of our sins, his pleasure on that day when lineage doesn't benefit people, nor does money benefit people, but rather only those who come to Allah with a clean, pure heart. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to purify our hearts and give us success in this life and the hereafter. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. If there are any questions or corrections or concerns, they can be heard at this time, inshaAllah. Anything? My apologies, Isa, and your interjection is most appreciated. In brief, the lam is for Tawkeed. La majmu'un. It comes after inna with an ism. Inna kada. Inna kada la kada. It's a further confirmation that comes after a noun that has an inna with it. Right? Lafdan aw taqdeeran. Whether it's mentioned explicitly or by taqdeer, by understanding that there's an inna there. إِنَّكُمْ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Where do we have these verses? Give me an example of verses like this from Juz'amma. Give me an example. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Same one right there. Same lamb. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. أحسنت. Right? So you have إِنَّ something, لَفِي something, or إِنَّ something, لَ something. Get the idea? So it's a confirmation that goes hand in hand with إِنَّ and the ism of إِنَّ. Yeah, it's a lam for Tawkeed. It means a further confirmation. That's all. Stress, affirmation, confirmation, all of the emphasis, you could say. No. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. Thullah. A large number. A large number from the early ones. These are Ashab al-Yameen. Daraja Thaniya. Not the top. Not the Sabiqul. أَسْثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. Right? They're a great number from the early part of the Ummah due to the great status of the early part of the Ummah. And there are مُجَدِّدُونَ, there are أَوْلِيَاء of Allah, there are righteous and pious people, there's always a ta'ifa مِنْ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ. There's always a minority of the later generations upon the truth. They have have similarities to the goodness of the early generations. Right? But they are remnants. That's why they refer to like a later scholar, they call him Baqiyat al-Salaf, like the remnants left over of the Salaf. Right? The Salaf were like mountains of knowledge everywhere. Sahaba spread out in Medina and Mecca and Iraq and all over the place, subhanAllah. Right? So the early years of Islam, there are a great number of, first of all, companions, and then tabi'un, those who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayrul nasi, qarni, the best of the people, or khayrul ummah, qarni, the best of the ummah is my generation, thumma ladhina yalunahum, then those who come after them, thumma ladhina yalunahum, and then those who come after them. So they are highest in status, so they are the greatest in number of the highest ranking believers, who are the sabiqun, the forerunners, the best in rank of the people of the hereafter. Then Ashab al-Yameen are also people of paradise.
right, of a second rank, not exceeding or not equaling the rank of the Sabiqun. So they are people of paradise, alhamdulillah. And what do you do when you come across verses like this where there are two ranks of people of paradise? Which do you ask Allah for? Ask Allah for the highest. Based on the principle that when the Prophet ﷺ taught us that when you ask Allah for the paradise, what do you ask for? Al-Firdaus, the highest level of the Firdaus, right? You don't aim for the lowest level. Oh Allah, just barely get me into paradise. But rather you say, oh Allah, give me the highest rank in paradise. Right? Oh Allah, give me Firdaus. And may Allah Ta'ala give us Firdaus. Anything else? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك